This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Say Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving, as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
That the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A grand jury in New York State voted not to indict police officers for the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died of asphyxiation while in police custody in March 2020 in the upstate city of Rochester. Humans were not the only ones stunned by last week's winter storms. Hundreds of sea turtles suffered as well. Texas, USA, Radio News Bureau's John Clemens dives in.
Hey, it's probably a cool walk. Come over to the side right there.
That was the sound of the U.S. Coast Guard working with rescue organizations to release the sea turtles back into the water off Corpus Christi, Texas. Sea turtles are cold-blooded creatures, meaning they can't regulate their own body heat. During the frigid weather, they develop hypothermia, becoming lethargic, and actually float to the surface as they become stunned by the cold. Rescue volunteers were able to bring the sea turtles to area warming tanks. Now, with the water above 55 degrees, the sea turtles were gently dropped back into the water.
There you go. That was spicy.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Motor Racing Network caught up with driver and television commentator A.J. Allmendinger after Sunday's road course race at Daytona. A.J. was asked, in addition to running a full-time schedule in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, how many starts do you tend to do in the Cup Series?
I mean, we've talked about the road courses. I believe Kaz is going to do all the Super Speedway races. I believe that's the plan. So I think we planned on, if it goes well here at Daytona, running more of the road courses, but you know, that's up to Matt Colick and Chris Rice. The ultimate plan is to try to go for that Xfinity Championship. That's our main focus. And between myself and Justin Haley and Jeb Burton, that's what we're going to do. But yeah, if we can run more of the road course races, that'd be cool.
The Dixie Vodka 400 race is Sunday at the Homestead Miami Raceway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. President Biden is heading to weather-worn Texas on Friday. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
At least 20 people died as a result. Millions of folks were without heat or water for several days. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the one and only Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. First of all, congratulations. I got to tell you, you did something that many of us across the country were hoping that there would be some sense of accountability, or at least something thrown out in the field of play, some flag that said the impeachment managers violated the official code of conduct. And you sent a letter to the House Ethics Rules Committee to say, look at, what is going on here, right?
Yeah, we sent a letter because it was obvious that the House managers were violating not only the spirit and intent law, but the actual language of the law. And remember this, this is a rule that the House of Representatives voted on in January. The reason for the rule, they voted on a rule that makes it so if you publish or alter a video, it is and becomes a violation of House ethics. And it was basically created to try to attack Republicans by saying, oh, anything that the Republicans put out is fake news because the majority doesn't agree with it. That was the rationale why Nancy Pelosi put this rule into place. It is unprecedented in terms of congressional communications. And right out of the box, the House managers violate the rule. So I figured somebody had to call them on it, so we did. We sent a letter, and we've got the standard, we'll take a look at it, response from House Ethics.
Well, that's like the same thing for many years when, we talked about insider trading, right? And House Ethics said it was okay for many years. And then finally, Peter Schweitzer brought it so much to light that they were so embarrassed they had to do something about it and tell Nancy Pelosi and the ruling class that you could no longer get away with insider trading. But this is a gross infraction. I mean, here it is, their own law, which is typical because the Democrats have laws for these. But not for me.
Well, remember, right? The ones who ran the House post office and managed to turn it into a petty cash machine for individual congressmen without having any accountability on it. So, and also was running nothing more but bounce checks through it that congressmen were cashing and nobody was holding them accountable. So it's so the House, when they govern their own, don't do a very good job. Let me just remind people some of the things the House managers did, because I think it's important to know. One of the things that they did, which is it got a lot of attention because it was adding a blue check mark onto a tweet, which said that Donald Trump had retweeted and saying that was a verified person. And that's what blue check mark means. But the thing that they really did that mattered is they changed the date of the tweet. They said that this tweet, which was done in a year prior in 2020, January of 2020, was actually done in January 2021. Why does that matter? Because it was the incitement case. And so by virtue of they actually changed the date on a tweet to try, which is altering evidence. but not just altering evidence in terms of some small way. They altered evidence in terms of changing the date timelines, which is a which is so beyond the pale, it's almost impossible to believe that people who are real attorneys would do that. But the fact is, that's what the House managers did, and they need to be held accountable. They changed the video. They basically cut up the video of the president speaking on January 6th. They didn't include the part where he said, go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. No, they took all that out, and they cut it up with pictures from Charlottesville, of all things, and other pictures that caused a different perception about what actually was occurring. And it was a very powerful video. It was, you know, something that, you know, I'm sure Hollywood played a role in getting done. It was very powerful. It's just
that's what suggested him. Right, exactly. Well, and the dangerous thing of all this, Rick, is that nobody's saying anything. I mean, there's been some conversation about it, but it really needs to get into the mainstream so people realize what's going on, so that you and I don't sound like a bunch of tinfoil wearing conspirators. I mean, this is what they did. And like you say, these are attorneys, and what they did warrants disbarment, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, at the very least, they should be a slap on the hand from the Ethics Committee. You know, the Democrats have used the Ethics Committee in the past as a weapon. They used it against Devin Nunes with false charges about him leaking documents from the House Intelligence Committee, when in fact it was Adam Schiff, who was the Democrat at one point, the ranking member and now the chairman of the committee, who basically couldn't wait to leak. But yes. Schiff was never held accountable. The sad fact is that the Democrats, when in control, make it a point to use House ethics as a means to shut up their enemies, or the people who oppose them, and to intimidate people. And I'm really sick of the Republicans not playing the same game. I'm really, really sick of them not playing the same game. And I think they should force a vote on the floor on the ethics charge, and force the Democrats, the 16 Democrats who are from Trump swing districts, all of whom voted for impeachment. I want them to have to face a vote on whether or not this was a violation of ethics, the blatant changing of data, of information, of evidence to make their case to the House managers. If that won't happen, then we have to hold those elected officials responsible by the people, and that means vote them out in 2022.
Well, Rick, I can tell you, over 40 years ago, and probably now 50 years ago, when I first got into broadcasting, this was standard FCC rules. You couldn't edit any kind of testimony. You couldn't edit any kind of soundbite that altered the intent and took what was being, you know, restated because of the alteration out of context. I mean, that was an FCC violation. Stations got hit with heavy fines on this kind of stuff. So, you know, this happens, just in terms of broadcast rules. It happens in most courthouses across the country. And I think this is why Vanderveen was so shocked. He just couldn't believe it. I mean, he's thinking, wait a minute, he's talking with other These are attorneys, you know, the Swalwells and all these that are, you know, juicing the evidence the way they are. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi comes out and intervenes and says, oh, these people could be doing, they have other jobs they could be doing, and that sort of. But here we are. We're so lucky that they have chosen to, you know, serve the people in this way. This is not serving. This is misserving the people, because what they did is they continue to promote the lie, you know, that the party, you know, from the party, or I should say by the party that says, oh, we're about unity, right?
Yeah, Joseph Goebbels could have done a lot of other things besides work for Hitler, too. Doesn't make him right when he manipulated information to cause the Nazi movement to move forward and to take over Germany. It's a, you know, this is the ultimate, you know, big lies when you sit there and want to say, oh, these are all wonderful people who could be doing something else. Well, yeah, they could be doing something else. But here's the fact. Every single member of Congress voluntarily runs for Congress. Nobody makes them. Nobody puts their name on the ballot and says, gee whiz, we're going to secretly elect you. They all spend millions of dollars to become members of Congress. They all fight like crazy to stay as members of Congress. And yet, somehow we're supposed to applaud them for violating basic ethics rules in an attempt to impeach a president of the United States a second time under fraudulent reasons? No. And they wrote the rules. They agreed to the rules and said, under House rules, you can't alter these documents. And as a result, they have to be held accountable under their own rules. Because if they're not held accountable under their own rules, anybody can alter any documents they want to, and they can point to the fact that these House managers weren't held accountable and say, it doesn't apply to them, it doesn't apply to me.
Exactly. Rick Banning is with us. More from him after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
And independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, continues with us. Rick, you know, another in another issue, it's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, is that an Epoch Times reported on this, and I know that you were quoted in this article as well, is that real election reform must happen with increased signature verification. This is the top issue for many Trump voters.
Yeah, it is, and it should be. The fact of the matter is, if you if ballot insecurity, if ballots can be just sent around in mass quantities and there's going to be nobody verifying who's getting them, who's casting them, if those things are the case, it invalidates everybody's ballot. It makes everybody's ballot to be less valuable, because when people cheat, if I voted seven times and you voted once, Why would anybody think that my vote, what I think, should be worth seven times more than what you think? No one in their right mind would. And yet that's exactly what happens when you don't have signature verification. It is a, you know, there's a, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation. What signature verification does is it takes away the temptation to cheat, because it becomes harder. And it doesn't mean people won't cheat. It means it's harder, so there won't be as massive amount of cheating. Mm-hmm. So this is a simple Lord's Prayer kind of thing.
Right.
Lead us not into temptation, so that those who might be tempted out of their zeal for their candidate to cast a few extra ballots on their behalf will be dissuaded from doing so, because it's A, difficult, and B, punishable with some pretty severe penalties, which is a second part of it. People have to be actually prosecuted on this stuff.
Exactly. Well, I keep reminding our audience, Eric Holder was the one that says there's no such thing as voter fraud, and I go, well, what are you talking about? I mean, this is a former attorney general of the United States. He's no such thing as voter fraud. I'm going, well, why are people getting arrested and they're spending time in jail if there's no such thing? But, you know, to your point, you follow the logic, is that in terms of lead us not into temptation, is that if we're going to be led in temptation and the gate is wide open, then why wouldn't we have more fraud executed as a result? And this is what, this last election was all about. It proved what they had discovered, what I think with an intense look-see into mail-in voting, the very thing that we checked out back in the 80s, they said, no, this is rife with all kinds of fraud, this is going to be a problem, and, of course, this is what we've got. And but we're told, even by the Supreme Court, they don't want to hear it. Joe Biden et al., Nancy Pelosi, hey, look, it was a free and fair election, that's the deal. But, you're hearing a very definitive voice from too many Americans, 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump, that's a bunch of bunk. It doesn't hold water.
Bottom line is, if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't be afraid of it. And this is not a situation where you're trying to exercise a constitutional right in any way, shape, or form that it has that effect. Here's the deal. Your vote, there's absolutely no reason why you should not be required to actually show an identification to prove who you are, to make certain that your vote is not cast by somebody else. Mm-hmm. The real crime here was that many people went to the polls and they discovered that their votes had already, they said, hey, you've already voted.
You already voted.
And wait a second, I haven't voted, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you voted by mail. And they say, I didn't vote by mail. Mm-hmm. And because you don't require a signature, you don't do a signature check, if somebody can request an absentee ballot on your behalf, go and pick it up and then vote that ballot. And you as a voter are left high and dry, because the assumption is that you've already voted. And oh, by the way, it makes it very difficult to go back into the system and try to find your vote.
Exactly.
So the person who voted on your behalf. So that's wrong. Okay, that's just wrong. And it seems to me that if you want to have, we could win elections, we can lose elections. I don't mind that. I mind, but it happens. What I don't like is when elections are not where the rules aren't followed, and you have a situation where people are voting and voting multiple times.
Exactly.
People are not ballots are insecure. Mm-hmm. Those two are big problems. Right. And then you throw in the inability to actually observe the ballot counts. Yeah. And you said in cities like counties like Fulton County and Wayne County, Detroit, which is Detroit, and Philadelphia and Milwaukee, not being able to observe the results is another place where you sit there and you say, what problem would you have with somebody being able to observe the counting of the votes? How could that possibly be a problem for you unless you're not planning on counting them right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it smacks of all kinds of problems. And even a 2-year-old, Rick, would respond and say it's not fair. And they've done studies to that point to prove that, people inherently do not like when things are not fair. If you think not, when there's a bad call in a Super Bowl that, allows somebody else to get a ring and somebody to be deprived of a championship ring, all hell breaks loose for quite a while. So,
the sad part about this is I think more people were more intensely upset about the New Orleans Saints losing to the L.A. Rams in the NFC Championship game a couple of years back
exactly. On
what appeared to be a bad pass interference call against USC alum, my alma mater, Nico Roby, by the way. But the more people were upset about that than seemed to be upset about the basic unfairness.
Who's going to be president of the United States? Are you kidding me?
The United States, we can't talk about that. Courts can't decide that. But I'm almost at the point of if the courts aren't going to get involved in that kind of stuff, what are they going to do?
Why are they there for?
Democracy.
Yeah. Why are they there for? I mean, and the Supreme Court of all, of all groups, all institutions running away from this. I mean, even Clarence Thomas says, look at, this needs to be, we need to look into this. It just cannot be brushed under the carpet, so to speak. But this is one big hot potato that, Roberts at all doesn't want to touch.
Well, the irony here is that they didn't want to deal with the Pennsylvania case about the governor changing the law in the midst of the election cycle. Didn't want to deal with the Pennsylvania case during the election. They didn't want to deal with it before the ballots had been cast. They chose not to do that. Then immediately after the ballots were cast, there was a challenge, and they didn't want to do that. They basically said, segregate the ballots, and we'll see what happens, which is what Alito said. And then you go and you have, but now they've said, well, it's no longer relevant. Well, you didn't take the case up when it was relevant. So you don't get to go and say, we're not going to take it up now because it's not relevant.
Right.
That's exactly what the Supreme Court did yesterday on that particular case. And right. I'm sitting here, when I read the thing that Thomas wrote, which is his dissent, I just started screaming.
Yes.
Breitbart has a really good story on that yesterday that I think people will enjoy that talks about the Thomas dissent. So look up Breitbart.com yesterday and yesterday's edition, and you'll be able to read that.
Exactly. Well, as we wrap things up, about a minute and a half left, Rush Limbaugh, the GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yeah, definitely the GOAT. Here's the thing. We need Rush now more than ever, and he's not with us. And so the challenge is going to be for those of us who have a megaphone to step up and to provide the wisdom that he would provide, the value that he would provide in his place. And it's humongous shoes to fill. Nobody's
exactly.
going to be able to fill them. But I think, a lot of us are going to have to just pull the oars extra hard and to try to get the message out because to those who otherwise wouldn't get it. Tremendous loss. He truly transformed radio. He truly, and some people say he saved AM.
Oh, he did. No doubt about it. Yeah, I was there when it happened.
A legacy that is a lot of people just look at it as talk radio and other people. But the fact is the business of radio was transformed because of Rush Limbaugh.
Without a doubt. Well, as you say, he fought for liberty and limited government to his last breath. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as always, appreciate the time. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Yearbeard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant, who encourages men to join this unique opportunity, says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
If the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you. Good to have you with us. You know, for more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezShow.com. All our past interviews are there. We're givers, so we don't charge you anything. You're happy to download, share it with your friends, your neighbors, you know, and to really understand. I mean, we bring these experts on. I mean, these are people who have been around, whether it's in areas of politics or faith, particular interest issues. These are veterans. Experts that know what they're talking about, you know, and to help enlarge and advance the conversation. No canceling here. You know, that, to me, that's one of the most stupid things that we could ever come up with and do is invalidate somebody. I get it. Sometimes it's difficult to hear other people's opinions or even hear their insight on some things. But we're much more effective when we're listening to other people. Because when we have a sense of reasonableness and we really want to arrive at a solution that is truly win-win, we got to understand, you know, the way we've been designed. No one person, as my dad used to always say, no one person was given all the goods by God. You know, there's just not one person on the planet we can go to, you know, the Wizard of Oz or, you know, see who's pulling the levers back there to give us the right answer, you know. When we're dealing with things that deal with humanity, we've got to hear the other side. We have to listen to what other people are, you know, are talking about, what they're perceiving. As someone once said, we're, you know, like, you know, a bunch of different people blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. It's still the elephant. And that's what we're dealing with here in America, is that it's still about the American dream, isn't it? For most people. I mean, kid you not. There are forces that are amongst us, you know, whether Trevor Loudon has written about this extensively, the enemies within, that really do not see for America's future the constitutional republic that we see, that many have died for, that friends, family, you know, have gone to war to defend. They would rather see, as they said very clearly, they want it all burnt down. They want it all destroyed. There's no future in the American dream as far as they're concerned. But when you think about you think about this country and what we've been able to accomplish, you know, it's us and Israel, basically, because of the hand of God. Divine providence is what our founding fathers often said. But for the hand of divine providence, George Washington even said, you know, America would not be able to continue. And what sustains it is a moral people, a people of faith, people who believe in God. And we've turned our back on God, and then we wonder why the chaos that we're dealing with. That aside for right now, we'll pick up this conversation later. We got Jenny Beth Martin joining us now. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's so great to be with you, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, look, more and more people are just rising in frustration over the language of the Democrats. I mean, what they tell you in terms of a bill or an offering is not what it is, like the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act was the exact opposite. It was the Unaffordable Care Act. And now here they are, true to their personality, they're presenting the American Rescue Plan. Who is being rescued here with this plan?
Blue states, states that have locked down, states that have mismanaged their money. They might as well call it Nancy Pelosi or Speaker Pelosi's payoff to progressives. That's what it is, the Payoff to Progressives Act. And I did not coin that. Minority Whip Steve Scalise did. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't be more right. There's $195.3 billion to state governments, $130.2 billion to local governments, $170 billion for K-12 and higher education. Now, remember, that is on top of the $82 billion that was just enacted for coronavirus relief for education in December. And that money, the $82 billion, hasn't even been spent yet. There's $135 million for the National Endowment for the Arts, the exact same amount again for the National Endowment for Humanities, and $200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. This bill takes care of the people who Speaker Pelosi she cares about, blue state governors, local governments that mismanaged their money prior to coronavirus, the arts, the humanity, teacher union bosses, but it is not doing anything to help us actually reopen the country.
Well, we know Nancy Pelosi has been the queen of quid pro quo. This is quid pro quo, isn't it?
It certainly seems to be quid pro quo. If you liked her and supported her and you need money, they're finding a way to make sure that you get money in this bill. And I'm not even saying that the arts and humanities and museums and library, the Museum of Library, the Institute for Museum and Library Services, maybe they're important, maybe they're not important. But right now, when we've had government shutdowns, we're now almost 365 days into 15 days to slow the spread. It is time to make sure that we are doing everything we can to get back out and start working again in this country, that everyone is doing that, not just in the more rural areas of the country, but everywhere in the country. And if you're at high risk for coronavirus, by all means, still stay at home. But everyone else, we know enough now about the virus to know that if you are under the age of at least 50 years old, your chances of survival are extraordinarily high. You start running into trouble when you're 70 years old and older.
Mm-hmm. Well, we say we're following the science. Tell me where there's a success story for lockdowns anywhere in the world.
I can't.
This is reasonable, Jenny Beth. This is common sense. People are asking these questions, just as you said. A year down the road, we know so much more now. Now, getting back to what you said in terms of, you know, the endowment of the arts, you know, is it worthwhile you know, let's have that discussion outside of COVID. But typical of the Democrats, whenever the vault is open, they start putting in all these extra ornaments into the package in order to pay political favors. We've known this. The people knew this going in. This is why they came out so resoundingly in the past 2020 election, because they understood the Democrats and their shenanigans. Now, they got found out. Now, we're still yet to find out the real truth of what's going on. And God bless all these patriots who are digging deep in spite of the headwinds against their efforts to get down to the truth of the 2020 election. But that aside, as we were talking with Rick Manning earlier, and you and I have talked about this before, going forward, what are we going to do to ensure that we really have free and fair elections?
We're going to have to defeat H.R. 1, which is moving through the House of Representatives this week and next week. That bill will, one of the things that we said during the after 2020 is, and before 2020, but especially after, is that we wanted every legal vote to be counted. The way that that bill is designed, it will make it nearly impossible to determine if a person who is voting really and truly is a legal voter in the precinct where they are voting. You can't have more identification for them other than just their signature to verify that they live where they say they live and that they are who they say they are. You can't have a utility bill to verify their residence. You can't have an ID with a photo on it to verify they are the person who they say they are. They allow same-day registration. It means you could vote in one place and then go vote, I guess, in another place on election day, and that may still be legal with this bill. It will be this way nationwide. And when you have one, it is frustrating to have multiple sets of election laws across the country, but it makes it a lot more difficult for our foreign adversaries to hack our system and mess it up because there's so many different election laws. What they want to do is create one set of election laws that will be used nationwide. That makes us much more vulnerable to cheating and hacking. It is a very bad bill.
Well, you imagine, Jenny Beth, if the Republicans say, okay, well, you know, cheating and hacking is in. That's the deal. That's the order of the day. Let's everybody cheat and hack. I mean, you know, let's see who's the best cheater and the best hacker. Is that what we're looking at?
I worry that it may be. But you know what the thing is? You wouldn't even know if they're cheating or not because you're not going to be able to dig in to find out if they're legitimate voters.
This is insane. This is what we've come to here. Oh, Lord have mercy. Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, as always, have a great day. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make saving simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
And right here, right now, we've got the governor. Yes, former governor Mike Huckabee joins us now. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It is a pleasure to be here.
Hey, I was reading a tweet from Sarah, and I'll tell you, it was a bit of advice. Best advice I ever had. When I, God blessed me with a daughter, a friend of mine says, hey, look at, you ought to date your daughter and do this on a regular basis. And I'll tell you, it was the best bit of advice that anyone had ever given me. And it was so cool because then what happened was the four other boys, you know, because it had five kids and four boys and one girl, and they saw what dad was doing with our daughter and they said, hey, what about us? So had to rotate them in. And I was just reading a tweet where, you know, Sarah was recalling how you blessed her with a breakfast date every week. And, I'll tell you, I highly endorse that. That is such a blessing. And to this day, in much the same way as Sarah related, my daughter and even the boys, you know, this was such great time, Dad, that you would have with us.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Bill, when I was doing it, when my kids were little, I did it as much for me as for them. I did not realize the impact it would have on them. When I was running for president back in 2008, the New York Times was talking to Sarah, and they said, tell us something about your dad. And she brought up that I took her to breakfast every week, and all during the time that I was governor, she said, you know, I knew my dad had other people he needed to see. So many people were demanding his time, and it would have been real easy for him to have skipped that, but he made it a priority, and she told him, she said, I will never forget the times that I spent with my dad, just the two of us, when I knew he could have been doing other things. It had a big impact on her. So now I'm doing it with my grandkids, and I've got seven of them. One of them's too little to take, but rotation now.
Yes.
And her daughter was my date morning, and we had just the best time. My gosh, it was so much
fun. Yeah. Well, the other benefit was, as this friend of mine from church had said, Bill, you know, he said, date your daughter in such a way so that when she got older, she knew what to expect, that there wasn't going to be some knucklehead, you know, driving up to the door honking his horn, you know. That wasn't going to pass, certainly by any of her brothers, but, you know, it was going to set a standard. And so it really paid its dividends, as I'm sure it did with Sarah. And of course, you got to really be proud of her. I was just so excited to hear her announcement. I know we're getting into some other things because we're going to talk about the party in just a moment. But, you know, with Sarah running for governor. This has to be exciting for you. I think she's such a talent and came on the national stage under the Trump administration and served the country in such a way that, this is going to be a big blessing for the state.
Well, she's a good kid. She's very smart. She has terrific executive skills, and that's what a lot of people will maybe not fully understand about her. And she has literally, Bill, grown up in politics. She understands how it works. She knows how to work with people, how to present ideas, and she's been exposed to some great policies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations, Governor, on everything and on your television show. But I want to talk about the Republican Party. I got to tell you, I was really shocked the way the election came down, as many were. I thought if any party was going to disassemble, it was going to be the Democrats. I still think that's yet to happen, but down the road, it might be that old Pennzoil commercial that says you can pay me now or pay me later. And that statement being said that, when it pays later, just like sin, it gets much more complicated and much more expensive, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think a lot of people who were the Never Trumpers, some of these so-called Lincoln Project goons who did a great disservice to the country and were really more about their own riches and wealth and ability to grift from the system than they were about the country. I hope they're happy now that they've seen what they have helped create, and that's the Joe Biden presidency that has already resulted in the loss of millions of jobs, people being shut down, the prospects of peace in the Middle East, not as good as they were when Donald Trump helped reshape those relationships. There's so many things that people are already seeing in the first month of Joe Biden being in office. And I just wonder, are they happy with their tax dollars paying for abortions again? Is this what they wanted? Because this is what they got.
Exactly. Not only here in America, but outside. All of a sudden, we're a missionary. We've become missionaries for abortion now?
It's more than disgusting to me. I just don't understand how anybody thinks that God can bless a society that will arbitrarily kill the most vulnerable of its own people. And here we are not just recommitting ourselves to doing it up to the moment of birth, but exporting this heinous crime across the world and making American taxpayers fund it. It really is repulsive to me.
Well, Governor, the lack of respect for life. I mean, we've been conditioned since Roe v. Wade to think less of life. It is no wonder, as the Bible warned us, that there would be that time and period where our hearts would grow cold. You know, the love of many. And this is really what you're hearing, the rumblings of such is that people are saying, where is the love? Well, you've hardened your hearts, and your hearts have grown cold to where you can't even respect an unborn child, and you even have Planned Parenthood selling baby, but they're harvesting organs from babies. So what's the difference between what America is doing and Communist China doing with the Uyghurs?
Yeah, there's really very little difference, and that's why I think it's easy for Joe Biden to make deals with the devil. I'm speaking of China, because once you've dealt with the devil on your own territory, you don't mind dealing with the devil on somebody else's.
Well, as I said earlier, this is a timing issue. If not now, then when? If we do not address these, as I call them, first principles, that we need to return to first principles, the first principles that inspired our founding fathers to give us the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, two documents that were based on morality and the rule of law and God's natural law. When do we return to that? If we don't, America is getting bleaker and bleaker in the rearview mirror here, Governor.
Well, I think people need to first understand that it's not just who we elect. That's an important part of it, electing people not so much that will implement spiritual policies, because that's not the role of government, but simply that will respect religious liberty and will allow people of faith to live their lives without the government interference. But the second, the first and most important thing is people who truly believe that there is a God, that he has given us his message through the Bible and through the person of Christ, it's our responsibility to be bold and unapologetic for that message. And I'm watching in just horror as I'm watching so many evangelical leaders go woke on us mm-hmm. and basically say, well, I know what the Bible said and I know what we've said that it has meant, but we're living in different times. And they're beginning to rewrite the scripture as if some of us were given the editorial power to do so. I just don't buy that.
It's very dangerous. I mean, we're back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, really? And I mean, this is being done by the leaders of the church. And as we know, and this is already starting to happen, Governor, is that, you know, God says judgment will begin in his house. And judgment is already starting to come upon the houses of worship across the country. And I say worship, it's almost like small W. It's not big W, because this is what Jesus came for. He indicted the church, the religious operation of the time, because their worship was empty.
Well, and that's where we have to, I believe, challenge the church. It's not just challenging the government. It's challenging the church mm-hmm. to stand for things.
Yes.
To believe that Scripture is right. I'm a musician, Bill, and I know yes. that before you play a song, you got to tune your instrument. But you don't tune it to what you think or feel or believe. You tune it to a musical standard that is the same in Japan, in France, or in America. It's exactly the same tuning fork that we tune to. And we need to tune to a certain standard, and that standard it can't be what every individual thinks and feels. It can't be like it was in the time of the judges, where everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to tune to the Word of God and find what it says, accept it, even if it's unpopular with culture, and live by that unapologetically.
Exactly. And unapologetically is the key here. This is a time for courage, isn't it?
It really is. I think people want to be popular. They want to be liked. Hey, I want to be liked, you know? I mean, if my choice is to be loved or hated, I pick love every day.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to give an account for whether or not I was faithful. And faithfulness may not always be popularity. I'm not trying to make myself unpopular. I'm not trying to make myself hated or despised by other people. But I must be honest that it is not my life goal simply to see how many people that I can accommodate with something that may not be true.
Exactly. When the truth is so important, because it's been washed down to such a way that it's become, you know, relative. There's no such thing as relative. That's humanity's idea of the truth, which is a compromise and certainly far from it. A man who stood for the truth, who we lost last week, Rush Limbaugh. I know you have some thoughts about him, even though, as you say, we found out disgustingly the lack of civility in our country came out loud and clear for people that did not respect and want to honor what Rush Limbaugh stood for.
It's hard for me to understand that even in a person's death, that there will be some people who find it impossible to utter a word of kindness, or maybe just not utter anything at all, which would
yes.
be fine, just mm-hmm. say nothing. I thought Mark Stein had a brilliant observation about Rush. He said, Rush took politics seriously, but not solemnly.
Yeah.
And what he meant by that was that, yeah,
well, Governor, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for coming
attention
on the show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population dies,